This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio voters go to the polls on Saturday for a mayoral runoff. Incumbent Ron Nuremberg is facing a challenge from District 6 Councilmember Greg Brockhaus. And while there are so many issues at stake with this election, one of the driving issues is an allegation of domestic violence for Brockhaus and his response to questions from the media about a police report. Brockhaus denies that this incident ever happened and has gone so far as to say the police report is a false report. Now there's a new development in the reporting on the story. We're joined by Brian Chasnoff, an investigative reporter for the San Antonio Express News. Brian, welcome back to The Source.
Thanks, David.
Tell me what you found.
Sure. So what I discovered was that, as every peace officer is required to do when they respond to a family violence incident, the police officer in this case filed a separate report with the Texas Department of Public Safety. It was detailing certain factors related to this response to Greg Brockhaus's house back in 2009.
Just that this DPS report exists, is that a confirmation in the original reporting?
What it confirms is that this report, which of course, remember, has basically vanished from the public record. I obtained it, so it was sent to me from a source. But no one else can obtain this through the typical official channels of open records requests. So there was always some question about the validity of the report, and Brockhaus himself has insinuated in various interviews since we published the report that perhaps the report is false, as he said. He's pointed out inaccuracies in the report, such as his eye color and height and things of that nature. What this confirms is that there was indeed a police response to his house. This is a paper trail separate from the city's records that show police did indeed respond to his home on that night for a call of family violence involving Greg Brockhaus and his wife.
This is a San Antonio police report from our SAPD. Have they gone on the record as to the validity of that report?
No. Every time that I've attempted to get a comment from the San Antonio Police Department, it gets kicked up to the city attorney's office, Andy Segovia, and his response is the same every time. We have no responsive documents, no records responsive to your request. And so what we've theorized is that this was expunged. And another open records request that I made was for the sequential police reports before and after the incident. So they're chronological. The case numbers are numerically sequential, and it shows that this case number is simply missing from the public record. It's just gone.
How unusual is that?
I can't say how many other cases like this there are. I wouldn't know that. It's the first time that I've run across it.
The police officer who filed the original report, you managed to get in contact with that officer, and what did he tell you?
Oh, he said, I can't speak about that. You'll have to call the public information office, which, of course, kicks me back to the city attorney's office, who says we have nothing to tell you. So,
if someone had generated a report, a fake report, and then they put a San Antonio police officer's name on that report, and they followed all of the protocol that you would typically see in a San Antonio police report to the letter. It's a dead on, you know, it's wow, what a great copy, what a great forgery that would be.
Yeah.
But if someone yes, sir.
I was just going to say now we know that's definitely not the case, because this officer, this specific officer, we know that he filed a supplemental report to DPS about this incident. So,
yeah. So with your new reporting, we know that.
Right.
But still, but to play the game, the thought, you know, puzzle here that Brockhaus has given us. If this was all a fake report, and then you would go to the officer that would have whose name has been put on that fake report, you would expect to have a different response other than "I can't speak to that."
Right. You would imagine the officer would be outraged at having his name dragged through the mud like that. And it's possible that he is conflicted about this because, again, the councilman has insinuated that somehow this is a fabrication. He hasn't outright said it's a fabrication. That's an important point to make. He's called it false, which could, of course, refer to the allegations contained in the report. He's never said the report is outright been doctored. But I think that it's fair to say he's insinuated that.
Right. So it's different to say that's a false report, which he has said, or versus that's a fake report. A fake report would mean it was entirely ginned up and as a political hit job against him. As a false report, it could mean it has some false information in it.
Correct. Right. But again, the report is missing from the public record. Every time we've attempted to show the councilman the report, he won't look at it. He continues to deny the incident happened, and he's very careful with his language. This all points to the theory that it was expunged.
Now, Texas Public Radio reporter Joy Palacios has reached out to Greg Brockhaus to get his comments on your latest reporting, Brian Chazanoff. And this is the statement that we received. The San Antonio Express News is biased and an arm of the Ron Nuremberg campaign. I will not participate in these further attacks on my family. The accusations are false, as my wife, who is the alleged victim, has repeatedly said. This is a sign of the Nuremberg campaign's desperation. They can't win with vision and accomplishments, so their entire campaign is about destroying me. It's outrageous. So is the San Antonio Express News an arm of the Ron Nuremberg campaign?
Not that I'm aware of, no. And I can tell you that the Ron Nuremberg campaign has had no involvement in my reporting of this issue, zero involvement.
And when Greg Brockhaus was on our air, he said that you are a paid employee of the Ron Nuremberg campaign. Are you?
I get paid. No, I don't. Never been paid by the mayor.
What do you think of these types of attacks against you and the Express News as an arm of Ron Nuremberg's campaign, and this is fake news?
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's indicative of the era that we're in right now. Without straying too far into the realm of opinion, which, as you know, I've taken a step back from the column to focus on investigative reporting now. I think more broadly, it's become easier and easier to simply blame the media for facts that politicians and people in power don't like and don't want people to know about. And so, it's just an easy way to discredit facts.
People wonder why this keeps popping up. Why does Express News keep covering the story, or we keep covering the story? Why does the media overall keep covering this story about this allegation, and it is an allegation of domestic violence against Greg Brockhaus? He was never arrested or charged for this.
Sure. So we don't know if he was charged or not, frankly, because if he was charged and got it expunged, then he could say that he was never charged, and there would be no record of the charge. But that's just something to keep in mind.
But also, if there's two levels to the story. One of them is trying to get at the truth, and the other one is trying to combat efforts by Brockhaus, who has changed the story repeatedly, right?
Well, I think there's two elements. You're correct, David. There's the incident itself, and the facts and the allegations of the incident, which is that on 11/55, December 23rd, 2009, Greg Brockhaus's wife, Annalisa Brockhaus, called police And when they arrived, Greg Brockhaus was no longer at the house, but she told them that he had thrown her to the ground and tried to hit her and wouldn't get off her until their kids came in the room and told them to stop. That's one element. That's one level to this. The second element is the apparent cover-up of that police response to his house, starting with the possible expunction and extending to Greg Brockhaus's denials and obfuscations of my reporting and others' reporting on the incident.
So if Brockhaus had come clean originally, the ink would have dried on the story a long time ago. If it actually happened, in according to your reporting and what we're finding out from the DPS confirmation, it's a pretty good case, and you'd have to have some high-level weapons-grade deniability in order to ignore that fact. But you know, it's kind of like this is a case in point. You're running a school on how not to manage a campaign when an allegation like this pops up. By denying it in the face of new facts that come forth, you just keep the story alive in the press.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's advising Greg Brockhaus on this matter, but I have had conversations with people who have said, you know, if he had just acknowledged what happened and said that he and his wife have moved past it and not attempted to continue covering up the incident, then he might have avoided a lot of these questions. And I mean, I think it's fair to say that it's kept the story alive.
And on Saturday, when people go vote, how important do you think the story is going to be on the minds of voters?
I think it's become one of the top issues in the race. Of course, there's Brockhaus's supporters are riled up about the Chick-fil-A issue at the airport and the as it relates to religious freedom. I'm not sure which one trumps the other, but I think that both of those issues have gotten a lot of press.
Right, and we're still needed, you know, but what really happens, whoever's going to be the next mayor is going to make big decisions in regards to transportation, affordable housing, climate change, job creation, all sorts of things. There's a lot going on in this mayoral race. I'm wondering if those big issues are being eclipsed with these other stories. But, you know, these are all important, too, and this is what drives elections. Brian Chasnoff, investigative reporter for the San Antonio Express News, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.